The following shir was delivered by Rav Ari Stauber, Rosh Chabura in Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Baal Mechaber of Kuntres Tfilas Haderech and Hilchas Shtari Hedyotis B'Shabbos, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For Hetre Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
This week's parasha, Parashas Emor, the Torah brings halachas of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So I'd like to take this opportunity to talk about one halacha of Shabbos and Yom Tov, which is common, it comes up nowadays, especially before Yom Tov. Will the Moire Hara get the Shaila every Yom Tov without fail? And that is that when a Baal Basta is serving many sudas, many meals, and she's serving many courses, and sometimes she has guests, so they like to set up a paper, a list, a menu, a list of food, which food to serve by which meals, which starter are you gonna have, which side, which main, which desserts, each suda to set in its own category that I'm gonna be serving such and such food by this meal and such food by this meal, and that way she'll know exactly, she'll look at it on Yom Tov or on Shabbos when it comes time to serve these foods, by each meal she'll look at this list and be able to see, remind herself which food she wished to serve by each meal. So the question is this mutter, what are the different nekudais that perhaps was reasons why it should be usser? Let's try to go through the shayla and come to maskana. So, kipshutai, this case is a beferish mishnah. It's a mishnah in Shabbos. The mishnah says, and davkuf mem chesam beis, moina adam es orchov ves parperoisa mi piv avoloi minaksaf. Rashi says, what does that mean? In kosav me'erev Shabbos, if someone writes down on Friday, kach v'kach orchim pleini pleini zimanti, I invited such and such people, Reuven Shimon, I invited 13 people to my house, 10 people. Kadesh l'yishchem, the reason why he's writing this down in his paper is that he doesn't want to forget them. He wants to remember who he invited. L'yikra v'oysik sabi Shabbos, he's not allowed to read that ksav on Shabbos. Ubi gemar mefarish taimo. And the Gemara will explain the reason. Now, I knew this mission is coming to say, "Moin adam es orchov es parperoisa mipiv avolay min aksav." A person who wrote down a list of guests and a list of food, parperoisa means food, he's allowed to only think that without looking in mipiv, he's allowed to calculate that orally, meaning not looking inside the ksav, he's not allowed to read that ksav, and the Gemara is going to explain the reason. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says on top of the Amud on Kufnam Tesam and Aleph, my time. Why shouldn't you be allowed to read this list? Rabbi Omar Gzeir Shema Yimchik. It's a cheshash, a gzeir you may come to erase. Rashi explains, Shema Yimchik min ha'orchim. You may come to erase some of the guests. Sheyira he'll see. Shloi heichin lahem kol tzarchim. He'll say, oh no, I don't have enough food. He'll think he invited too many people, clappy the amount of food he has, and therefore v'yimchik mneksav will come to erase some of the names of the guests, k'day shlo yikreim ha-shamish. That way the shamish in charge of inviting people to the suda should not invite this person, so we'll scratch him off the list. That's her Bibi's reason why you should not read this guest list and this food list. Abai says a separate reason. Rashi explains that it's usher to read Kisvei Mekach Umemker B'Shabbos. Someone's not allowed to read business documents on Shabbos. And therefore, Chazal were geyser that you shouldn't read this list, because there's a chashash that if you read this list, you're going to come to read business documents. That's a question if it's because it's doim techeshbainis, it's a calculation, or other reasons, but either way, we're not going to get into that right now, but there's a cheshash klazal had that we're afraid that if you read this list, you may come to read business documents. And the maskan of the Gemara is that Rabibi and Abai are not arguing with each other, they both agree to each other's reasons be'etzem. There is a nafgamino where they're arguing in a specific case, but in a normal case, they both agree they have both cheshashes. You have a cheshash you may come to erase, and you also have a cheshash you may come to read business documents, and therefore you cannot read a list which has the names of guests and the food that you prepared for a suda. So it would seem this is Mamashar case. And so too, it would be for us to read this list of the food for these two reasons. For Xeri, you may come to erase, and Xeri, you may come to read business documents. However, if we look into this more carefully, we'll see that it's not so pashut. Let's start with the Gzeir, the first Gzeir. Gzeir Shemi Yimchik. So, we brought Rashi. The Rashi says, explains, what's this Gzeir Shemi Yimchik? The reason why you may come to race is because you'll see that you don't have enough food. You'll see you have less food than you thought you had. And you'll come to scratch off some of the names of the people because you'll be embarrassed if you don't have enough food to serve them. And so, this chashash obviously doesn't apply nowadays, because by the time this Baal Bosta is reading the list of food that's hanging on her fridge, she already knows how many Archim she has. They're sitting around her table, and there's no chashash she's going to not invite some people now. And also, it doesn't even say the names of the people on her list. It only says the name of the food. So what's the chashash? You can come to scratch off the names of the people. So this chashash that Rashi brings doesn't apply. However, there's another chashash, which the Rimi Leniel says, is a chashash hefsid. The other way, right? Rashi's explaining, let's say you realize you don't have enough food. Let's say you realize that you have too much food. So the Rimi Leniel says that if someone sees that some of his guests are not coming, or they want other reasons why he thinks that there may be too much food, he may come to erase some of the food from the list. They shouldn't serve all this food. So therefore, because the chashash, he doesn't want to lose money, hefsid maicholim, he'll erase. He'll come to erase. And the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is also a reason why you shouldn't read the list of the food, not just the list of the guests. Right, the re-millennial is really talking about not reading the list of the guests. He's saying that you shouldn't read the list of the names of the guests, because you may see that there's less guests than you thought, and you'll come to be mamai, come to scratch off some of the food because of that. But Mishnah Berurah says, Huadin, you shouldn't read the list of foods for this reason, because you'll see, I prepared a lot of food. I don't think we need all this food. And then she'll come to raise some of it. Mishnah Berurah's lashon is in Siman Shin Zayin Sifka and Mem Zayin. He says, "V'chein b'minei megadim gam kein misnachim lifa'amim lamatam." They'll come just to change her mind, and they'll come to erase it. So, l'chayer, this chashash is a very valid chashash that she'll come to erase and she'll be nichlal in this iser of the Gemara. However, it is brought b'shem Reb Yashiv, his talmidim bring b'shmoi, that he held that nowadays this chashash is not kayim. Because nowadays no one prepares an exact amount of food. It used to be food was scarce, everything was exact cheshbon, and therefore they were worried there has to be the right amount. But now everyone prepares such a ravchas, it's always so much leftover food after Yom Tov anyway, so there's no chashash that you'll come to take away some of the food. That's what Yashiv said. Now, before we get to his Iker Chiddush, let's just analyze it a little bit. Chaya, Rabbi Yashiv is a little bit shver. Enechanami, there's no chash that you'll come to erase it because you're worried about that you'll have leftover food, but still many times, a woman will look at this list and say, wow, I really have a lot of food, and there's no purpose to serving all of it. And she'll leave some of it in the freezer and instead of serving it. Not that she'll be worried about the hefsid necessarily. But you know, besides the hefsid, but it happens many times that there's no need for it, and she feels like, why should I serve it? Or sometimes she'll decide to change the order of the food, even if she does no hefsid, but she decides she wants to serve instead this side and the starter by the other meal instead of this meal. And she'll switch around Tuesdays to Wednesday or the night to the day. So l'chayr, there are still chashashos that are kayim. So l'chayr, the answer to this is that what Rabbi Yashiv is saying, that all we find in the Gemara is the chashash of hefsid. A chashash of hefsid, there's a certain behilus, a certain nervousness and intensity that, oh no, I better make sure to erase it before I lose the food. Or if I don't have enough food for the guests, there'll be a big bushel will come to him. So there's a certain behilus to erase, and he'll be tzeflogin, and he'll be confused, and he'll come to erase without thinking properly. But at a time when there's no behilus, there's no urge, and there's no pressing need to erase, even if we have chashashos and reasons to think that, oh, perhaps, maybe she'll change it, but it's Shabbos, and she'll know not to change it. So that a bezunder behilus, that a specific pressing urge to erase and a confusion then we're not worried about this erasing. L'chayr is all Riasha meant to say. And more than that, we don't find in the Gemara, it's not Nichol and the Gzeir of Chazal. And I found this Svara in Ramesha Sternbuch and by Zundel Kreiser. They say that Leinina Gabai, that's reading Sheamus, the names of the Misha Be'erich and Shul, here also, you don't have a Chshash Mechika that maybe will come to erase one of the names if that person's no longer Mispalel in the Shul, or various other reasons, because there's no Be'ilos, there's no nervousness to erase, so yeah, could be during the week you would erase it, but on Shabbos you won't come to erase, and therefore it's not Nichol Megzeres Chazal. You see, therefore it's not Doimit to the case of the Gemara. So that's the Chari of the Pshan Be'ashev also. However, is really a much more important kashon biyashiv, and that is that we know that kol darvish habeminyan tzarich minin achilatiroi afal pi shloi shayich atam gzeir, but the gzeir is a dain bim kaimai medes. That even though the reason of chazal gzeir doesn't apply, once chazal were gzeir on something, that thing remains usher until you have another bezdin. That's godl menu b'chachem habeminyan. That's mabatol. So who cares that nowadays the reason doesn't apply? Once chazal were gzeir not to read this list. It should be also nowadays also. It's l'chayr kashon biyashiv. Now, I was thinking you could perhaps say that our case is not exactly doimet to the case of biyashiv. Because in the case of biyashiv, I don't know if this is a yishiv for biyashiv, I don't know if you could use it as a yishiv for biyashiv, or al kapanim is another chilik between our case and the case of biyashiv, is that the Gemara is talking about, like Rashi says, the reason why you're erasing it is because the Shamish is the one inviting the Orchim. The Shamish is the one bringing the food. Not the Balabas or the Balabasta. So therefore, he says, how can I go and leave the food or the names of the people on the list? The Shamish, I'm going to give the Shamish a list, and he's going to go invite the people and prepare all the food. So therefore, there's also a Behilus to erase it. Bashenkin over here, the Baal Basta herself is the one serving the food. So she has no need to erase it. If she wants to change something, she'll remember. So even though it's easier to write it down than remembering it, but again, for something that's easier, Chazal weren't gezer on. Once this is not the exact case of the Gemara, case of the Gemara is the Shamish is doing it, and here she's the one doing it, perhaps the Yashiv holds that it's not Nichlal and Gzer is Chazal, and therefore, it would not be Aser. However, even though it's not Barer that this is the case of Chazal, but since it's only a Svar of Alma, it's a Svar L'chalik, we don't find Kandemonim that are Mechalik in these ways. L'chayr L'halacha, you have to be Choshish to be Zohir in this thing, and you have to be worried about the Chashash Mechike even by our Ksavim. And therefore, there are different Eitzes that the Paiskim give how to be able to read this list and avoid the Gzeir of Shem Yimchik. One of them, the Makar, is from the Bach. The Bach says that this whole Gzeir Shem Yimchik is only if the Baal Bas himself is the one reading it. If he's reading it, so we're afraid that he's going to come to erase, like we said, because he's worried later on when he gives it to the Shamish, Shamish is going to invite the Archim. What happened? Is the Shamish allowed to read such a list? Can the Shamish read this list? Maybe the Shamish will say, oh, I think there's too many Archim. So that the Bach says, no, we're not worried about that, because the Shamish doesn't have a shus to chop, to erase and add. It's on his list. So anytime someone doesn't have reshus, he's not the Baal Bas, he's not in charge of the list, there's no chashash mechika. So therefore, there's an eitzah the place can give. In our case, the woman of the house can give the list to someone else, to one of her daughters, to one of her children, to her husband to read, and they can read it to her and tell her which thing she's supposed to be serving by this course. Because in such a case, there's no chashash mechika. That's one Eitzah. Another Eitzah, she wants to read it herself. You know, a lot of times Baal Basta feels like she has to be on to read it, to make sure there's no mistakes. So another Eitzah is as follows. We find another Chshash, which we'll talk about more, another Halacha, which we'll talk about more shortly, is Ein Koyrin L'Araner. You're not allowed to read something to the light of a candle. Gzeir Shemiyata, you may come to tilt the candle to help you be able to see better. So over there, the place can bring that if someone is Memana Shemer, you point someone to watch over him while he's reading, it's going to be Mutter. Because in such a case, the Shemer will stop him if he comes to tilt it. So too, the Rashba over here in Asugi stels to that halach of Inkar and Larner. And he says some of the Hatirim that you have there, you'll have here as well. And therefore, it would come out that one would be allowed to read a guest list, a menu, if he has someone watching over him to make sure he doesn't erase. So therefore, if the woman of the house would like to read the list herself, she should tell someone, one of her children, her husband, to, while she's reading, just keep eyeing her to make sure she doesn't erase, and in that case, it would be mutter. Those are, l'chayr, the two simple etzes for gzeir shem yimchik. Now, I want to speak out right here already that this is only l'gabi shem yimchik. L'gabi gzeir shem yikir b'shar yedetz, we're still going to have to deal with. We have to take care of that issue. But l'gabi gzeir shem yimchik, this is the way to get out of it. Now, there's also a third etzah some people want to give. And that is the le'inin this halacha that we spoke about, gzeir shem yate. The Shulchan Aruch says, in Siman Reish Ayin Hey Sif Aleph, that this Isser is even if the Ner is the Givoya Esser Koimis, even if it's 10 flights, stories high, because even though it's hard to get there, Afilachin is a light plug, Chazal Regeiser, in all cases you can't read the Ner, even if you can't come there to erase it. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, therefore, since it's a light plug, Huadin, if this candle is behind a glass, it's in a lantern, you can't get there. Also, it's a light plug. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Sifkon Beis, on that Shulchan Aruch, that Yesh Matirin, there are those who are Matir, to read La'ar and Erev that's behind the glass, if the glass is locked. Why? Either it's a light plug, even if you cannot get there, Chazal made a light plug, just like Givoya Eser Koimis. So he explains, because it's not the Derech to lock this glass, this lantern. So when someone sees there's a lock there, that will make him wonder, why is there a lock? And that will be like a hecker. And he'll remember in his mind that it's Shabbos, and he won't come to tilt it. And he says it's like someone that's brought an halach, you're allowed to read Perek Bama Madlikin L'Araner. Why are you allowed to read the Mishnayis and Masech the Shabbos, the second Perek Bama Madlikin, you're allowed to read that Perek L'Araner. Why are you allowed to read that L'Araner? Because that is the Perek that deals with the halachas of what you're allowed to light, what not to tilt theirs. So since that is the halacha that deals with those halachas, you will never come to tilt it while you're learning those halachas themselves. There's a hacker. Here also he says if it's locked and it's not normal to be locked, there's a hacker. So, there's a makim to matter here also. If, let's say, you want to take this paper, this menu, and laminate it, or better yet, even easier, you put in a page saver, and then you staple the top of the page saver, and now there's no way to get to the inside, and it's not even normal, and even though it's a light plug, but it's not the normal way to have it. You know, sometimes maybe it would be normal to laminate it, but sure, like a loose leaf paper, a temporary thing, it's not the normal thing to laminate it. And therefore, it would be considered a hecker and be mutter. And I saw this svar gebracht in the Minchas Yitzchak, he says you're allowed to read a ksav shtach zetzura, a caption, if it's behind the glass. And I saw also in a kunshus that Reb David Amor wrote, he said, even though maybe by the Zmane HaTzfilo, the Gabbai wouldn't be able to read the Zmanim, because he may come to erase, but if it's behind a locked glass, it'll be mutter. And I heard B'Shem Reisha Heinemann and Shmuel first, they passed in their respective communities, that if it's laminated, it's going to be mutter. So clearly they're being soymich on this as well. Now, L'chayra, one could wonder, that the Mishnah Berurah over there, he brings 2 days, and he's not machriya. If that's enough, behind the locked glass is enough to be matter. So why are all these poskim saying that in our case it's enough to be Saimachan? So I was just thinking that it may have to do with what we spoke about earlier, that it's not clear at all that the gzeir of the Gemara applies to our case. For the various reasons we spoke to, there's no behilus teres. Also it's the Balbuster herself that's reading it, and not the Shamish. So therefore it could be once it's not the exact case of the Gemara, there's less of a behilus, so you're ready, you can be soymich on this tzad of these achrayim that Paiskim to Mishmur brings, that you're allowed to be soymich, that if it's behind a locked glass, a way that you can't get to, that's not normal, then it would be mutter, there's no chashash mechika. Okay. Now all this, though, is negay the gzeir shem yimchik. Now let's talk about the gzeir shema yikir b'shtar yaitis, the chashash that if you read this document, you may come to read business documents. So, l'chayr l'gabi this chashash, it doesn't help if you give it to someone else to read, if you appoint a shomer, because even if the other person himself cannot read it, and you yourself can't read it, not because of a chashash mechika, because a chashash, if you read this, you may come a different time to read business documents. So therefore, and also doesn't matter if it's behind the glass, so therefore, what do we do about this? What is the taka aser? What would be the makim to get out of this gzeira? So the emes is the Magen Avraham. It says it's mutter to read a list if it's for sudas mitzvah. Let's say he says if you're inviting orchim that don't have a place to eat to your house for sudas mitzvah. But Achrayim say we're a sudas mitzvah like a bris milah or pidin aben. So why? Because the whole chashash of business documents, the reason why it's us is because mimtze cheftzecha v'daber davar. Now it'll be Isaac in your own chafetzim on Shabbos. And the Gemara dashens, cheftzecha asurin, cheftze shemayim utarin. Only your own personal business things are asur, but something that's cheftze shemayim is mutter. So anytime it's cheftze shemayim, it's not nichol and gzeira and the isur of shteriyotis. So who hadn't zakt the Magen Avraham? It can't be worse a gzeira to shteriyotis. And therefore, it would be mutter for sudas mitzvah if you have orchim. So, one could taina that every sudas Shabbos is a sudas mitzvah. So, therefore, every sudas yontiv is a sudas mitzvah. And therefore, there's no chshash of gzeir shemikim shar yaitis on our sudas. However, there's a very obvious hole with this line of reasoning. That if a sudas Shabbos and a sudas yontiv is called a sudas mitzvah, so what was the case of the Gemara that was aser? Obviously, if we're talking about Isurei Shabbos, we're talking about on Shabbos. So if we're talking about on Shabbos, we must be talking about Isurei Shabbos and Yontif. So you see clearly, at first glance from the Gemara, it would seem clear that this is not true. And there is no heter of Chatzis Shmaim is Isurei Shabbos and Yontif. It's a big daichik to say the Gemara is talking about some Mustam eating one of them, something is not a Sudan, not one of the Sudans in Shabbos. So it would seem like it wouldn't apply. Why shouldn't apply? Meaning, even though it would seem the Pashas theme of the Gemara would be mashma that would apply, still we would be noted that it would apply to the Shabbos and Yontif, and it would be called Chavtis Shemayim. Why? Because what should be the chilek? Why isn't the Shabbos or Sudas Yontif called the Chavtis Shemayim? Chayr to Sudas Mitzvah. And even though we find by Amir La'akum that only the important foods for the Suda, the wine or the challah, or maybe even the chamin, the cholent, or the hot food for the Suda is called the Chatzi Shemayim, but the other foods are not called Chatzi Shemayim, all the sides and everything. But that's the Chol Gabi Amir Akum, where you need a heter of Tzorich Mitzvah. So Tzorich Mitzvah, it's not called a Tzorich Mitzvah unless it's very important for the Suda. But like we explained by us, the heter is because the whole Isser is only by Chafetzecha, by your own personal Chafetzim. But Chafetze Shemaim, something which is made for Hashem, Chafetze Shemaim, that's Mutter. So you don't need any big Darga of Tzorich Mitzvah to be Matter. As long as it's called a Chafetze Shemaim, that wouldn't be Nichol in the Isser Mitchila. So anything that's for Suda Shabbos, L'chayr, it's called a Chafetze Shemaim. And even if it's not as important, and it came enough to be doich any isurim, but over here, l'chayr, there shouldn't be any isur mitchila. So, we'll have to say a teretz to the Gemara. That was the case of the Gemara that's aser. How can come the case of the Gemara that's aser by us, by ours through the Shabbos is mutter? So, different achrenim say, I suppose teretz brought down different achrenim, again, Rabbi David Moore says this in his contrast and others as well, that there's a difference between the case of the Gemara and our case. In the case of the Gemara, we're not talking about people who don't have a place to eat. If they have a place to eat, that the Magen Avraham says takamot, if you don't have a place to eat. That's achnas darchem. So about people who are able to eat in their own house. They have a Suda Shabbos in their own house. So elamai, they're saying, but I'm going to come to you. I'm not going to eat in my house, I'm going to come to you in your house. Therefore, inviting them to your house is not a chiluk of the mitzvah. The hazmanas archim, the guest list and the list of foods is usher to read because you shouldn't be able to invite them into your house. Because they could just as easily eat at home. The only reason they come to you is for sudas mereyas. To get together. That is not called chafetz shemayim. That's not called chafetz secha. Masha'enkin, in our case, we're talking about really the food that you're serving for your own family. Okay, you also have guests. But this is a suda you're serving for your own family. Therefore, it would be nichlal in Chafetz Shemayim. And in our case, l'chayr, it should come out of this, that there wouldn't be an iser of gzeir atush daradiatus. And halach l'maisa, you know, yesh ladun about these nidainim, this svar, if it's enough to be madchal mashmais the gemara, that sudas Shabbos is not nichlal. But halach l'maisa, it's gebracht from Eliashiv, the klar, that he said that it's not going to be a problem. Anytime you won't have to be worried about Gzeir Shem Himchaik, for example, the scenarios we brought earlier, you don't have to worry about the Gzeir Tushar Yaitis because it's called the Chatzis Shemaim. It's called the Sudas Mitzvah, Sudas Shabbos Neontif. Adam Shmuel Kamenetsky told me Lehadia also, there's Pasha that's called the Sudas Mitzvah. So L'chayra, it seems like the Paiskim would hold Taka that it would be considered Halach L'mayis the Sudas Mitzvah. And therefore, you have what to be Saimichan. And in a case when there's no Chash Mechika, an example, you give it to someone else to read who doesn't have a shus to erase, or you make a shamer, or you put in a page saver that's stapled, then L'chayra would be mutter to read this menu, this list of food on Shabbos and Yontif. However, if someone wants to be Machmir, and, you know, it's not so pasht, like we said, that it's called the Chatzis Shemaim Sudas Mitzvah, there are those that are chaylik on this, our place can hold that it's not called the Sudas Mitzvah. There is another Eitzah, in a Mahadrin, that you could do, they'll take care of both the Gzeirah Tishrei Yaitis and the Gzeirah Shem Yimchik. And, the Mekor of that Eitzah is as follows. There's a Magen Avraham, and there's a Magen Avraham that says that the whole Gzeirah Tishrei Yaitis is only when you have an Esik or an Inyan. Meaning something that has Epis and Arichus. Something that's a Shtikl of Arichus, it's coming to tell you something, it's an Esik, or whole Inyan. Such a thing where guys are out to business documents. But something that's only a shame levad, it's only a one word or a couple words, it's not a whole Esik, that's not Nichol Negzeir. This Magen Avraham is brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. And Oibazoi, there is an Eitz over here, that you could write the names of the foods on separate index cards. Meaning you'll write chicken on one, you'll write the dessert on another one, and you'll make separate bags. You can put in one bag technically, but it's simpler just put in separate bags of each Suda, the separate index cards, 7, 5, 6, 7, however many index cards you need for each thing that you're serving in separate bags for each Suda. And here, that way there's no Gzeir Shem Yikim Shtar Yaitis, since it's only one thing on each card. And also this will take care of the Gzeir Shem Yimchik, obviously, because there's no Cheshash, you're going to come to a race, because if you decide to change your mind about food and not serve it, all you have to do is throw out the card. Or if you decide to switch around the order, you'll take out one card and switch it with another one of the bags and the other bag. So, therefore there's no Gzeir Shem Yimchik, and there's also no Gzeir Shem Yikim Shtar Yaitis. So just to sum it up, it would come out that there wouldn't be a problem because it would be called Chatzis Shemayim. However, the way to get out of it would be to, if you want to be Chosh, someone wants to do Lechatchila, well, you should do Lechatchila if it's possible, to make separate index cards and write down the name of each course and each food on that course on a separate index card. And Mitzad Gzer Shem Yimchaik, this obviously would take care of that issue as well. However, if someone's not able to do this, it's difficult for them to do it, then l'chayr they could be seimich, as long as they give the to someone else to read, or make a shimer, or they put in a page saver, all the other ways you don't have to be worried about the gzeir shema yimchik. Now, for some reason, it's not possible to do any of these eitzes either. You can't put in a page saver, you can't give someone else to read, you're alone, whatever it is, you can't get a shimer. Everyone else is in the other room, and you can't get someone to come, we should watch over you, and you know in advance that it's not going to be possible to do any of these eitzes. Still, maybe, b'shas ha-tcha gadol, it may be possible to be seimich on, this is what we brought earlier, b'shem b'l-b'yashev, that nowadays the whole gzer shem yimchik doesn't apply. You know, Fart b'l-b'yashev did say that, and everyone should ask, a shaylos chacham, should ask their shayla what to do in such an instance.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.